It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2056, recorded Thursday, September 4th, 2025. Jell yeah! On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a new type of fan. I have a brand new crappy corner. We get to find out what the heck was it, and we get to look at the brand new what the heck is it, and a sleep gadget we've been sleeping on since 2004. All coming up next on the GizWiz!
It's the Sandlot Show with Dicky D. And OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now,
Andy, here he is, our gadget handyman, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
Good God. That's the lowest I've gone. The gadget handyman. The gadget picker-upper, cleaner-upper.
Yeah. Maybe like a handyman around the house, you know? You could fix some grout. You could lay a few tile, you know? Might be able to fix up a few gadgets here and there.
That's true. That's true.
I think your angle's maybe a tad wider, but I know you're on a new setup.
My legion decided to give up the ghost, and slowly, but yesterday it just Adam Dwindle in chat said, I said, I need help moving OBS to a new computer and having all the settings and every. Anyway, we were on for like 3 hours. He said, let me check your tower. And he had temperatures of all the drives and anyway.
Incredible stuff. And he perfectly managed to export your settings from OBS, import into the new one, got you completely set up. There was a half
We didn't know one. Yes.
There was a half step issue because the GizWiz is old and archaic. We gotta use our old systems, I guess. He was doing that perfectly normal way to stream. It wouldn't work. No one could figure it out. And then I went, well, we use this old way. It worked. So big shout out to Dwindle for all of his help. New computer is snappy. It seems great.
Yeah, yeah. It's an Asus double screen. And I had it on the side for a year now, and it's two screens. One normally is always the Hudson River, and the other screen is normally nine different railroad cameras around the country, so that when I want to relax a little, I look over to the other computer and watch the river or the trains. Now it's in use.
We got to get you, maybe... I may have a gadget for you. I might be able to think of something that you could use, but that'll be later on in the show. Okay. What adventures did you get up to this last week, though?
Well, I'm sorry, say again? You just broke up for a second.
Oh, no problem. I was just asking, what else happened this week? Anything else?
Oh, exciting? Okay. So last week on the show, I said, if anybody knows anything or has saved screensaver episodes, I would love to get the episode where I went to San Francisco and actually drove a train. So a couple of days later, Ken and Marie Kovar, K-O-V-A-R, emailed me and said, Dick, we heard you on the show. We are proud GizWiz
patrons. So thank
you. Yes, exactly.
Being patrons.
And they said all of the show
screensavers.
I am so flustered by what's been going on here today.
The technical difficulties are cursing the show, it seems like, for the past few weeks. You're frozen again.
I am frozen.
You're back.
I don't know what's going
on. If we had scripted this, I don't think it would have gone quite as well. Let's hope, cross our fingers. No more technical difficulties.
I found the episode and I isolated my minute and a half of train driving, and it's here.
One second.
Continue to show off his latest gadgets, all coming up with the screen savers. You said it!
Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz, is here to get us ready to snooze. But before we do that, Dick,
yes, sir.
I couldn't help but notice that hideous hat. What? $15, pal.
Really?
Hat. Golden Gate Railroad Museum?
Yeah.
Were you riding a train?
You know, absolutely. I was on a website. I love trains. Yeah. And I typed in San Francisco, and this museum came up.
And you were coming out here anyway.
I was coming out here to be with you.
Oh.
And then I found out that you can actually drive a train.
Don't take that right-hand fork there.
At the wheel.
Wow.
And playing with the whistle and actually...
What's that fun? Is that the whistle? That's the whistle
as you approach a grade crossing.
Turn right!
No!
Good thing
really
you didn't take Leo's advice.
Do you have to pay for that?
Yeah, it's $150
for
an hour.
Oh.
And you can, up to four people can drive it.
Oh, that's neat.
So,
I understand you let Allison Strawn, our producer,
Allison and
drive.
Ryan drove it. And as soon as they get it out of San Francisco Bay and put it back on the tracks.
How hard is it really to drive a train? It can't be that hard.
It's not too hard.
There's no steering wheel.
But you have to know when to apply the brake and do the whistle when you're approaching a crossing. It was great fun.
That's funny. Are you a train buff? I know you are. Your backyard, he's got a train
set all over the backyard. Thank you.
What am I thinking? He's got, you know, anyway.
Yeah, that was my house you were
at. I forgot. What was I?
Dickie D is as to trains as I am to Taylor Swift. I think.
Yes, that is correct.
Are you into trains? Oh, am I into trains? That is awesome. That is, and what good quality. Captured in high quality.
Yeah, it was excellent, and I saved the actual gadgets for the warehouse spot today. So if you're a fan of the screensavers, I'll put it in the show notes. But this is the website that Ken and Marie sent me, and you can see something like, I think they said there were 245 episodes. Pages of them, I think 25 pages of them.
Yeah. Of all the old screensaver episodes. This is great.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. So it was easy. I just went through and listened to the intro. On this show, we have so and so.
Yes.
And luckily, I was on the fifth show, so it didn't take too long to find my show.
That was great. That's great. Awesome. I love that we have an archive of the internet, you know, of a lot of the things that happen on the internet. It's great to go back and find them.
It's great.
Thank you so much for Ken and Marie for sending
that was super.
Over.
That was super.
Perfect. Okie dokie. Shall we jump into some gadgets?
Jump in with a quickie. What the heck is it? Which might be hard to guess. Well, we'll see in a minute.
Chat room.
Wow. Cocktail coasters.
Cocktail coasters. All right.
Some type of adding device? I see numbers.
All right, so.
Seems like a calculator?
A new take on fidgets.
A fidget.
We've done a bunch of fidget things. But these are arithmetic spinners, all right? So the kids can have fun playing. But each one, let's see how smart. Okay. So we stopped at 70 divided by 10. Dennis, 70 divided by 10 is?
7.
7. Are we correct?
1.
Oh, no, 7.
Oh, 7.
7. You got it. Okay. So you can do either side. We'll spin it this way. All right. Or we'll do a different color. Ooh, red. All right. So we're now doing, it's pointing to, let me get it here. It's pointing to 72 divided by 8. Oh my gosh. Is it 7?
I can't do math.
It's either 7 or 6. Okay. It's either 7 or 6. Oh, no, it's 9. Mm-hmm. I need these. I need the practice.
Does it divide evenly or with frictions?
Is that right? Wait a minute. 8 divided by 72 is 9. All right. Mm. Boy, I need let me just, maybe that one's wrong. What is this? Oh, this is times. Oh, this is more my speed.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
9 times 10.
90.
90?
90.
Wow.
I think they're kind of fun. Yeah. Okay, I think kids will like these. And if you're not in the mood to do math, you can just spin them. All right, so... they're $10. They were $9.99 for 9 of them, and they got 153 people, 4.6 stars. But checking on Amazon, this is a much better deal. Okay, for $2 more, you get 18 of them. Okay, so you get the whole set. It's numbers 2 through 10, and it includes plus, minus, multiplication, and division. So that's the way to go.
That's really cool. I was mad because I was muted and I was saying 9. I think it's 9.
Oh, really?
And then
oh,
afterwards, I was like, I got it right. And then I was like, I muted myself. Darn it. Yes, that's really cool. I like it. It adds a little bit of math, you know, like memory logic games to a fidget spinner, and that type of, you know, muscle memory with math can absolutely
inexpensive for $12, 18 of them.
Yeah.
All right, quick. Sorry, Chad, how much is each one?
Oh my gosh.
12.
12 and 18? You got 18.
Is it 75 cents? Chat
something
room,
like
quick.
That. My gosh. I don't know if I can do that math off the top of my head. I always did the dividing and multiplying by 9 because the two numbers will add up to 9. So 72, 7 plus 2 equals 9.
Oh!
And it always starts, for some reason, with 9. It always starts one digit after where you started. So if it was, you know, 9 times 6, you start one digit lower, 5. How do you get up to 9? 4, 54. So 9 times 6 is 54.
What?
That's how I always think about it, is what the numbers will always match up to 9, and so 9 times 4 is 36. You know, that type of stuff is kind of easy. That's how I try to remember 9, the division and multiplication of 9. But this could help, you know, this could help you, do whatever you want.
And it's funny because normally when you go to Amazon, it says the price of each one, but in this case it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You have to buy the gadget to figure it out.
Exactly.
I like it. Yeah, a fidget with a little bit of learning built in, and just by playing around, buyer beware. Yeah.
And if you don't like math, just spin them.
Yeah. What is this person?
67 cents. The chat room has come up with an answer. There's 67 cents each.
Perfect. Perfect. 67. You were close with 75. Pretty close.
Not bad, off the top of your head.
Not too bad. Pretty good.
Yeah. Here's a new kind of pen, and we'll see how it works because I try it out in this video.
Ooh.
All right. What the heck is it for last month? Last 2 months is over. And I have to send issues to the winners, and there's a problem, okay? The problem kind of started because the new Mad Special, Hodgepodge of Humor at Barnes & Noble, has a very dark cover. And the issue I'm sending out has an even darker cover, and you can't use magic markers on this. I tried a silver magic marker, and it kind of just dries.
Oh, yeah.
So I went online, and I saw these retractable Sakura jelly roll, okay, gel for jelly, J-E-L, jelly roll. And one of the things I put in autographing dark book covers, and it said, this is good for that, because book covers also usually are shiny when they're dark. So we will see. You get, it was $19, and you get silver, gold, and white. All right.
So oh, and I figured it out. $1.88 each.
Okay. You know, it has a little. I wonder if it's going to write right out of there. Oh, it did. Okay. So I'm just going to do the madly part.
So the covers are shiny.
Well, you know what? I'll do madly. You have to write slowly. Well, you don't have to write slowly. You know what? This may.
Oh, Pat says jelly rolls are super popular.
It's drying and darkening a bit. Does it look okay in the camera?
You should write it on the darker part, though, because it was like the...
On an even darker part? okay, I'll write on total black. All right, so someone will get this. All right, so I'm going to do up here on total black. I'm going to do madly. And... see, if you try to go a little bit fast, the darker, is it?
That's better, yeah.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Well, you stand out more, sure.
Okay. The problem is, I'm going to have to write the person's name up there. All right. That was gold. I'm going to try white.
Oh, that might be better.
Yeah. Down in the dark. I'll go very dark here. All right. This is, oh, you know what? That's these little, and they're retractable, which is kind of strange. Okay, so I'll go here. Okay, madly. You know, the white doesn't, I'm not so sure. Madly.
So three people are going to get Mads that will autograph on camera.
When you, like, sign your name, it
looks good.
It looks okay? Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, we'll just do silver.
I may have
when
a
yours
different
comes in the
product
mail, you can
suggestion
look and see
for you after.
Okay. And we're going to take the little point off here. And no, I like down here better. Okay, but I'll go darker. This is silver.
This is the last one, chat room. You don't have to sit through them all. Maybe, I just wanted to do the three colors you get in the
and
kit.
I'll stay in the dark area. What I'll do is I'll put the person's name.
Chumley says they're signed by Dick and by Jelly Roll.
Very dark area. All right, which one's better, do you think? That's white. That's...
white is better.
White is better.
Yeah. Oh, stands out very well.
Silver.
Yeah.
And that was gold.
I mean, they're all pretty well, but the white stands out more.
The white's better. Okay, so if you won the contest, look for your issue of October Mad Science. Quick look. What do I have in here? Frankenslime. Frankenslime in that issue. All right, and play the new... September, October game. Okay, back to Chad.
Ooh, cool. So they didn't quite, like they were, it seemed like they were like a little bit working, a little bit not.
Yeah, someone, a PC guy said that I use Aristo pens because they have white paint in them.
This is what I was going to suggest. Is it?
They can. Oh, you know Aristo pens?
Not Aristo pens specifically, but some type of paint pen is when I used to sign posters, like the Minecraft posters. I tried everything, the silver Sharpies, the heavy duty silver Sharpies, you know, everything, until I found a paint pen, like an oil-based paint pen. The biggest issue is that it takes a while to dry. And so I'd sign a poster.
Oh, you have to be careful.
You got to leave it there. And you can see from the surface, like when it is dry, you know, you can tell. But yeah, you do have to wait. It's not like a quick drying.
Oh, you know what? I have to try one of those that we did a couple weeks ago, the Sharpie paint pen. Remember, they had that new creative pen?
Exactly.
Maybe one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe one of those. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That type of gadget. Yeah, that type of thing. I was going to show off just like quickly something like this.
Oh my gosh, that is.
You know, this is just a quick, I just searched paint pen. Don't even know this brand.
I forgot. Is the each brand pen $8?
No, I think it's a pack. I think it comes with eight of them.
Oh, a pack.
It's about $1 each.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I forgot the brand that was just mentioned in the chat. I could look them up in a moment. But here, let's take a look at what you got, which was the Jelly Roll pens. Very popular name at the moment, Jelly Roll. So I like it.
Yeah, and the company, I didn't realize it till someone in chat even mentioned it. There's another link there. They produce Jelly Roll pens like for everything.
They got one thing they do, Jelly Roll pens, and they go crazy. That's funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, Aristo is what some Sir Rachel is saying. Let's just do a quick search.
See how much,
for those. I mean,
there you go. Oil burst
based,
oil based.
Yeah, exactly. I remember I ended up buying like a kind of a boutique paint pen brand because they could do fancy, like, I think I found a really cool looking silver one and like a neon orange one. But yeah, I remember once I switched to a paint pen, I was like, finally, I can mark on anything, and it's gonna actually mark exactly how I wanted it to. Especially on glossy surfaces, I think that's a good option. Okie dokie.
Perfect. Okay, my final gadget is another kind of fan.
Ooh.
I didn't know about.
Ooh. Okie dokie.
On the GizWiz, we have lots of fans, you out there, and we've done a lot of fans. Neck fan. We've done bed fan, where it blows air up under the sheets. We did waistband, where it goes up under your t-shirt. But who knew that we missed out on head fan? Okay, the headlamp fan. All right, this is what it looks like. Now, we already opened it because it's one of those almost indestructible packages, and we had to use zip snip to get it out.
We hate blister packs.
Look at this. Look at this piece of work. All right, so it's the fan and thing.
I can't wait to strap that onto my face. That's the first thing I thought when I looked at it.
Slip them in that slit. And then get them to hold. And then there's another one. This is even worse to put on. It's a tiny little slit. But now, I waited for you to see. I guess it's the only way to go on.
This seems like something that would have come out in the 90s.
Yes.
Or something like.
This is pretty good.
It reminds me of one of those old school doctors who have, you know, the little mirror on their head.
I'm cool, but someone show me
where I'm going.
I'm cool, and I can shine my light down. No, USB micro. Is it Mini? Whatever it is, a dang C. Let me see, is there any power in this? No. Okay, so we'll discharge it overnight and come back and see what we got.
And then we recorded another video.
Yes, exactly.
Here it is.
Okay, we charged it overnight. Okay, I didn't have to use that cable because I have on my desk, I have every kind of cable already hooked up. We hooked it up overnight, and I want to feel the wind power.
Oh.
Well, either it's broken.
Oh, no, Diggy D.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
The definition of a crappy gadget.
I suspected it was not going to work because it charged overnight, and in the morning, the red light was still on. So normally, the red light either turns green when it's charged, or the red light will go off. So this is... hopefully it's still in the warranty, although I think I bought it. No, I don't have the date here. Anyway, I don't think you're going to want this. The 2-in-1 rechargeable headlamp flashlight fan for $20. We're passing on that. I am not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
I don't think it could. Yeah, I don't think it could have gone any worse. From the initial the first impression to the last impression was pretty bad.
Yes, exactly. Also, when you find out that it's USB, what was that, micro or mini?
Micro. I think that's micro USB. Yeah, micro USB.
You know that the thing itself is probably 10 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not really focused on quality once you see that.
No, and there are no reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And then you found it over here on The Deal Genius.
Yes. So what happened, Chad, is I said, well, I'm just going to return this. And I looking through Amazon and I said, wait a minute, I can't find a receipt for this. And so I went in my mail and typed in head fan. Turned out I bought it at Deal Genius.
Oh.
And when I went back to look at it, it says up at the top, we have a 90-day return policy. So I called the guy and said, can I return this? And I said, it doesn't charge at all. And he said, oh, you know what? I'll just refund you money. So,
oh, that's good. I wonder if it has a bad reputation in the office.
That's my guess. Yeah. That is my guess.
Exactly. Okay, so it did end up kind of. I was you're like when you were saying in the video not keeping it. I was thinking probably returning it.
Yes.
So exactly. I'm glad you did. Exactly. Glad you got your money back. Okie dokie. With that, it is time.
Oh boy,
into.
You know, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
And of course, we have a new Crappy Corner theme to choose from, to pick from. And. I forgot to log into Patreon, so I might have to do this off of memory here. I might have to look at the app. I may not be able to actually show you the results because I forgot to log in on this new browser. But we asked the patrons to decide once again what was the theme going to be, and the categories to choose between were laundry gadgets, maybe getting rid of some smells, or maybe crazy type of lint roller. Grilling gadgets, to obviously help you cook outside in legendary fashion. Or TV and home entertainment gadgets, which would be like, you know, accessories for the TV, like these type of LEDs are going around, and streaming boxes and that type of thing. So, where do you think?
Home entertainment.
Ding, 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 ding. You are right. With 47% of the vote,
wow.
Home Entertainment took it.
Wow.
The next leading category was Laundry Gadgets at 40%, still a very high margin. And then
yes.
Trailing was Grilling Gadgets that with only 13%. So Home Entertainment, TV, Gadgets, it is... So I recorded a video just earlier. Let's take a look.
Okay, as you guys know, it is TV / home theater gadgets this month. And the easiest thing to cover is some type of streaming box to look into this category. I personally have been using Apple TVs for years. But I decided to look at this. It was only
$20. Wow.
And it has Google TV as the operating system. So you can actually do quite a lot with it for only $20. And of course, you can also see it is 4K quality, which is really, really nice because even some cheap monitors or cheap TVs can even get up to 4K nowadays. So I'm gonna go ahead and plug it in here. We're gonna use this as the input. It's very simple. It just has one HDMI port, a little reset button. And then on the other side, it is a micro USB port, but it comes with its own power brick that's just dedicated for it. So I can give it a pass on it being micro USB instead of USB-C. And then all you do, plug this into the wall. One downside of this model, they do sell higher end models, is that it doesn't have Ethernet on the device. And then you just plug the other side into the HDMI. I'm gonna swap over and we'll be right back. Okay, so it's all hooked up, super easy, just switch the input. If it's your first time, you will have to sign in with an account, so I am signed in here. But this is the home screen. It kind of starts off with a big carousel. Then you have your apps. You can install tons of apps. And because this is the Google TV platform, you can install a ton of Android apps on top of normal like TV apps that you would expect. And then they kind of have their content. It goes into some live stuff, you know, more advertisements and even some YouTube videos as well. So that's the default view. And so far, I've been using this for around 2 or 3 days, and it's been very fast, it's been really snappy, so I've been really happy with the hardware of it. Now, I'm used to an Apple TV, and I don't like this interface. It's too cluttered, it has advertisements popping up, I didn't like it. On an Apple TV, you're stuck. You got one home screen, you can't change it. On Google TV, that is not true. We can change it all around. They even have a built-in way to kind of do it, but you can install your own launcher if you want. You can
wow,
customize this
$20.
Entirely. I jumped through some settings, but in the settings, there's just this apps only mode. And if I turn that on and then, turn on, go back to the home screen, you'll notice that instead of all those advertisements and stuff, I have a completely different view. This looks so much like Apple TV. You get rid of all the ads, and you could customize this as much as you want because the base of this is Android, which I really, really like. Finally, let's take one last look at the hardware, which is the remote. It has the on branding on the bottom, a ton of buttons, and just to point out, microphone, you got your home. This is a customizable button that you can kind of set to anything. So you have the four buttons for dedicated streaming services, and then this is just a D-pad. Like, this won't scroll or anything. It doesn't have that type of fancy technology. It's just a button that works pretty well. It's pretty snappy. It clicks kind of nice. It's pretty satisfying. So I do like the remote. All in all, $20 for the On 4K streaming box. I am very impressed with what you can pull off, what services are on it, and how much you can customize it. So in my opinion, $20, well spent.
And for the chat asking, yeah, it's like exactly like a Roku stick, basically. It's just not using Roku as the operating system, it's using Google TV as the operating system. So exact same idea as a content stick, and so it'll be able, I kind of forgot to mention, it'll play, you know, any of the apps. If you, if you're a Paramount Plus subscriber or HBO or any of them, all of those can be played on.
So you need a Wi-Fi enabled TV.
Well, you don't need a Wi-Fi enabled TV. You, this has the the little puck has the Wi-Fi in it. So you'll turn any dumb TV into a smart TV with just this. And so all that interface was just from the box.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. $20. Like, I'm really shocked at the price, really. And there's even less expensive models if you don't want 4K. And there's more expensive models as well. So here's the one that I looked at. On is, if you're curious, the house brand of Walmart.
Oh, that's Walmart.
Yeah, that's Walmart's house brand. So there's that one. I wonder if it'll show me the others here. See, some of these are outdated. It might be this one is actually the updated version. Yeah, I think this is the other updated version. So only $15, but this does not have 4K. So for only $5 more, you'll get the 4K resolution. If you don't have a 4K TV, then just this $15 option is going to get you basically the exact same thing. I haven't. Oh, that's so funny. This PNG doesn't have a background. So when I zoom in on it, it's like a floating, hovering thing over on the side. That's really funny. And then they have another model, which is the Ultra model, which I think is this one. I can't quite tell if this is the most updated version of it or not. But I believe the Ultra model is the one that has the Ethernet capability. So if getting, you know, if Wi-Fi is really crummy at your spot, or you love plugging in via Ethernet, then the higher end model, which I think adds $10 to $15 extra dollars, would be for you. And then if you're someone who like watches, you know, IPTV type things, this is like so much better than an Apple TV at pulling that type of, thing off. So it kind of has a purpose all on its own, which I kind of like.
Boy, that is great.
There you go. And so lots of also free stuff. You know, obviously you plug it in, get to YouTube, you're done. And then there's all these, you know, free, you know, all the apps that you could possibly get. Also, you know, Tubi like has a free version or whatever if you just want something to watch. Cool. I can't think.
Very nice.
Okay, so TV and home entertainment gadgets coming up for the next month. Thank you so much, patrons, for putting in your votes and putting in your opinions on the poll. If you want your voice to be heard and you'd like to move the crappy corner in a certain direction, please join the patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Now let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. What do you got for this?
So we're going back to San Francisco and to see those sleep gadgets from 2004.
Let's take a look at the sleep gadgets before we put everybody to sleep.
This guy's really neat. This is aromatherapy stereo machine from Radio Shack. And listen, one of them is Train Wheels.
Yeah, turn on the mic. Okay.
So you can...
You know what? That's good. So if you live in a busy city apartment, as you do...
Absolutely.
This would be soothing.
And what's neat about this is that this goes on the road with you, and it comes with a pillow speaker.
Oh, that's kind of neat. So you put this under your pillow?
Under your pillow.
Because I try to wear headphones, and
it's annoying. It's annoying. You roll over.
So this, you put this under the pillow, and you can hear
it. And it plugs into this here. And it has a little shut-off switch. Set it for 30, 60, 90 minutes.
Does it sound okay, though?
Yeah, not... You know, $30. I tell you, the sound is not bad.
I mean, it sounds like a train. But how much, you know...
exactly. And I know from real trains. And also,
does the bed start shaking? Like,
only if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Dickie D.
You've got magic fingers, don't you?
Then, if you want, you can put your favorite oil or perfume on here. There's a little fan motor under here,
please.
And you can have aroma.
This is an aromatherapy.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing on it.
It smells like
now.
Cotton. It's not. Okay. Okay. It smells like a sheep.
Okay. All right. Zelco, we all know Zelco. I'll check
we
this
do?
Off.
We all know Zelco?
Yeah, you know they invented the itty bitty booklet?
Well, that I know. Okay. Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So now they introduced at Gift Fair, this is the itty bitty booklet, smaller than ever, but now it's the LED version.
Oh, I like that. Now that's a good idea because
you know,
battery life is a big
battery
issue.
Battery life, 100,000 hours for the bulbs. Oh, you could read great. War and Peace every night for about 100 years.
Wow.
Battery life is like somewhere around 20 to 25
see, that's good,
hours.
Because the other ones you'd read an hour and the thing would dim.
So this is really neat. That's,
well, that's
Zelco.
Itty bitty book light. How much is that?
LED. It's under $30.
All right. I wore this. You know,
this is really neat. It's called Silent Night, and it's the snore stopper. And we'll show it in the back here. There are two little contacts, and you wear it on your wrist, and it has a microphone in it. So when you snore, the microphone hears you. It sends a little bit of voltage through the two contacts.
Oh, my God.
It's about, all right.
No, if it doesn't cure you, it'll kill you.
It's like 600 amps.
No, actually, I did it. It's just like something nibbling at you.
It's a little, exactly. And what you do is on the front, there's two buttons so that before you go to sleep, you just want to be able to feel a tingle,
right.
And the manufacturer says that's enough that you feel a little bit of noise, and you turn
over,
and you stop snoring. That's about $30.
That's my wife's going to turn it way up. Yeah.
That's from Brookstone.
All right. Oh, I you know what? I have their original of this. It's just for the airplane.
Right, but now they've added.
Oh, I can, wait a minute.
Can you hear it?
Here, we got to put this.
Can you hear it up there?
Can you hear it?
Hello, number 43,
anyway,
your pizza's ready.
It's going directly into your ears, but it also has babbling brook, and it has bird sounds and country sounds, and it's about $40.
You can't hear anything. Let me put it.
Because it's very.
Here, turn it up all the way, and then.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear it? Go a little more toward the ear.
There we go.
There we go.
What other sounds? That's good. Oh, that's great.
Running water.
You'll be getting up and going to the bathroom every Friday.
Exactly. And it also comes with a cable so you can play your own, like, MP3 or your CD player through it.
So, again, it's not super good stereo speakers, right. But it's kind of in built in.
Yeah.
See, I wear my headphone and my blindfold on the airplane. And this is great.
Because you have your little sound system with you.
I might do the rest of the show like this. Actually.
Okay. Finally, my own chance to be on.
Okay. Actually, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
Okay. While Leo's gone, I'd like to. Oh, okay. This is about $40 from Brookstone. Also, there are a lot of albums out. This is from Brookstone. The Science of Sleep.
Soothing music. Millions of people around the world watch the screensavers and drift off. Sleep.
Well, you know, that is the other thing, is to find.
Oh my God, we've killed the audience. Look, they're all asleep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, isn't that.
It worked. You know why? You know why? If you read a deadly dull book.
Get out of here. Hey, what's your book? Plug your book.
Well, my book is just Mad Magazine. If you go to my website,
that's the book.
Play What the Heck Is It, and
that's
win an autographed copy of Mad.
Dick Di Bartolo is Mad's maddest writer.
Right. But we
I
did
hope
something.
You know that
this
by
is
now.
Not coming out till May.
Oh, exclusive?
Exclusive.
Screensaver's
never seen
exclusive.
Before. This will be a pull-out poster in May. You know the famous dogs playing poker? This is dogs playing
Xbox.
Video poker. Okay, they had their own plasma screen.
I love it.
Their little cheat codes,
Halo
their snorsages. So that's a preview of the May issue. And as I said, go to gizwizbiz.com and play
great.
What the Heck Is It?
And win yourself an autographed copy of Mad Magazine from Mad's maddest writers, gizwizbiz.com. Dick, it's always a pleasure.
Hey,
what a great to see you.
I'll see you back on the Big
All right.
Apple.
Okay, take care.
Buddy,
make sure
thanks.
You blow the whistle next time you go across that crossing.
Okay, very
For
good.
For a list of gadgets Dick did not
did
mention, snooze on over to the screensavers.
That's funny. Did he get your website wrong? Did he say gizwizbiz.com at the very end there?
Well, you know what? It was that way for a long time
ago. It was? Oh, funny. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Before they introduced... .biz as an acceptable extension. Yeah,
as a top level domain. That was a blast from the past. That was so fun. That was so fun. And I guess people can find more episodes of the Screensavers on the link we were talking about just earlier, which is
in the show notes.
Yeah, in the show notes. That's great. Okay, shall we move into the letter? Now, what do you got for us, Diggy D?
Okay, so Mo always finds great stuff, and he says, Dick, this could be your next boat, and you could keep it in your backyard.
Ooh.
Wait till you see this.
Okay. If the website would load. There we go. Here we are. Oh, my gosh. It's called the mini boat.
I believe it's 6 feet long.
Oh my gosh, it is small. It's like a little kit.
Yes, yeah, it is a kit. And if you show like 20 seconds of that video, it almost seems like you pump it for power. It looks like somebody is working really hard to move the boat through water.
I need to find a video here. I'm only seeing images at the moment. They have a lot of images.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here, let me scroll back up to the top, see if I missed anything. Yeah, it's just an image. But wow. Oh, here's some videos. Here's an overview. Let's watch this overview video from them. I think I'm getting an ad. Once we get through the ad, we will play the video. Now, do you think you would take this on the Hudson? Here it is.
In the water.
The mini boat's constructed almost exclusively from laser-cut plywood, along with a few 3D-printed components. The boat's built with the stitch and glue technique, in which cable ties stitch the bare wood together approximately every 5 inches. And then an epoxy fillet is run on all the corners to permanently glue the wood together. Cable ties are then trimmed flush and a coat of fiberglass is applied to the hull for extra waterproofing and strength. This electric trolling motor propels the mini boat. It slides into the back of the boat and it clamps down on the transom. Power is then run through this 4-prong connector. To provide steering, the rope that is wrapped around the steering shaft runs through the pulleys and then it's attached to the steering drum of the trolling motor. It's tensioned and held in place with these quick cleats, and then it's terminated by being threaded through a couple holes. This 12-volt battery is what powers the boat. Two of them can fit behind the seat where they're held down with buckle straps. Alligator clamps are then used to attach the terminals. On the dash, there's a dead man switch, a throttle, a steering wheel, a voltmeter, and a switch. The dead man's cable attaches to your life vest, and it kills all power.
Oh, dead man.
In the event that you fall out because it breaks the connection.
Smart.
The throttle has five.
You don't want your boat floating, going away.
Oh,
and three reverse speeds. The steering wheel has an indicator on top to help you find center. It's approximately 1.5 rotations from center to lock for the sharpest possible turning radius.
You'd just be doing circles.
I have the switch wire to turn on the voltmeter as well as the front light. Above the dash is a cubby, which is great for storing small things like a dry box or your lunch. The seat is surprisingly comfortable for being so low to the floor, and there's additional storage behind it, behind the batteries. On the floor is carpet, and it's also where I store my emergency paddle.
It has everything.
The sidewalls of the boat are extra thick because they're filled with foam and act as flotation
just
in
need
the
a sleeping
event that
bag.
It gets flooded. That's it. Thanks for checking out my mini boat. Be sure to watch the other videos to show it in use.
That is pretty adorable. I like it. So, what do you think they're selling? Is this just the plans? No.
It's the plans.
And they're not even selling anything, I'm realizing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just the plans for it.
Yeah. It's just, if you want to make it, I think. I haven't gone through all this. Oh, look, there it all is. Everything you need. That is cool. Yeah, there's the zip ties he was talking about. It's just zip tied together. Wow. And then here's the material list. That is cool. Like cheapest option, most expensive option, I guess. Crafty, fancy. That is cool.
Yeah, I think somewhere along the line, I think it was $1,600 for materials.
Yeah, that's the... Sure. Here's the fancy build is $1,200. But on their website, they were mentioning, yeah, around that. But that's really fun. I mean, what a fun hobbyist thing to make. And then, you know, it has so many little features. It's like, that'd be fun to take around here. I feel like I could... keep that in an apartment and take it to where you go canoeing or kayaking, yeah. You know, take that thing around.
A very quiet, yes, a very quiet lake with no waves.
Yeah. I guess it'd be pretty hard to fish in, I feel like, because you wouldn't have a lot of room to, like, you know, a net and, like, and then you'd have no place to store the fish, so probably great for that, but...
The total length of the boat is 6 feet, yeah.
I like it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mo.
For sending that over. Also, remind people how they can send in videos for Gadget Warehouse video.
Okay, we're looking for videos, any kind of a gadget, okay? Brand new. We love it when you have an old gadget you paid a lot of money for, like something from 2004 or earlier. Just make a little video with your smartphone, 1 to 3 minutes, landscape mode. And put it up on YouTube. You can click on listed. That way only people with the URL will be able to watch it. Send that to us. And if we show it on the show, which we show 99% of them, you'll get the
current copy of Mad Magazine signed by Dickie D himself, if you wouldn't believe
himself,
it.
With some kind of weird pen.
Some weird pen. You haven't decided if it's paint or gel yet.
Just exactly. So it's mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. Thank you so much again to Mo for sending the letter. Also, I want to give another shout out to Dwindle, who's in the chat right now, who helped out a ton with GizFizz and all the tech issues. Even though there's still a bit, I mean, and we can't blame Dwindle for this. There's still tech issues. We got to squish them. We can't find them all. What is the giz without a few tech issues? Thanks so much for watching. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That is our Patreon page where you can support us every single episode. We really, really appreciate the support. So if you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. If you want to give via PayPal, you can as well at our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and you'll see a big banner for Patreon and a tiny little link for PayPal. Wherever you want to donate, we appreciate it a lot. Whenever we're live, if we can manage to be live with all the tech issues, we will be on gizwiz.tv. There we are. Please join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks, the community of GizWiz fans that we have. And then you can check out our previous episodes there on our website as well. Or YouTube is another great place to see all of our past episodes. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link back to any of the gadgets that we talked about, gizwiz.biz is the place to do it. I forgot about that squishy, melty duck. Anyway, there it is. I'm so excited. We get to find out what the heck was it. And we have a brand new what the heck is it? I think I might have known
Okay.
This is the old gadget. My guess is that this is some type of suction cup, and it sticks onto your window, and then this is a cell phone holder for a car. That's my guess. Am I right?
Not quite. It actually bolts onto the steering wheel of a bike.
Oh,
but
okay.
It does hold a phone.
A phone.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, there it is. Oh, interesting. I got the phone part for sure. I thought that was a weird.
Yes, absolutely.
Suction yes. cup thing. Oh, I see.
But that was cool. I mean, that was pretty close.
Yeah.
We made a list of everybody who said some sort of a phone holder and then picked six of them at random.
Here are the good ones, though. We like all of the funny, hilarious ones. Oh, I guess they're right here. You want to read a few?
Oh, my screen just got tiny. Maybe you'll have to.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah, I think we've been having connection issues the whole time.
Yeah.
It's a replacement doorknob. That's pretty funny. Vanity dog image joystick for dog gamer enthusiasts when their owners are away, which reminds me an awful lot of that pullout panel in the Mad that you showed on screensavers.
Yes.
Road rage detector attached to your car vent, and when cars cut you off, punch it the little ball. I like it. A steampunk joystick, kind of weird, but it works. A vintage spy versus spy camera with flash. The top is removable, revealing the hidden tape recorder. It's a shoe from a camel. That's pretty funny.
That was the most bizarre. A shoe.
I like that. Yeah. Omnidirectional microphone used before the lapel mics became popular. It looks like a hip replacement for Elon's robot Optimus. It's a microphone to talk to aliens from a sci-fi movie. It's called the Get a Grip. It's used to increase grip strength, pump those brakes, and create enough air pressure to send the ball flying. These are all really, really funny. I like it. Okay, well, let's see what.
Now,
what on earth?
Now, I have to tell you something. So many people use Google Photo Search.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, no matter how I twist the thing, I thought, you know, I'm just going to put me in the picture.
I like it. That's going to throw off the AI search. It's going to see a face. It's not going to know what the product is. I like this. This is a good way to throw off.
Google picture search, it says.
Yeah, I like that.
We cannot find any object that like this one.
Yes. So. Well, I think it's obvious. Sorry to give this one away.
Not already, he knows. Yeah, he knows it already.
A diving helmet simulator, but instead of filling it with air, it fills with water to simulate diving.
Oh, okay, that's good. Like a drowning helmet.
It's a drowning simulator. Yeah, that's exactly right. But if you think you know what the answer is, get a guess in over gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That looks like a fun gadget. That's a very fun gadget. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.